Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 28, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Playo extends partnership with Yapılı to instant, seamless wallet top-ups. Denmark-based fintech Playo has extended its partnership with Yapılı to automate account top-ups as it expands into Europe and adopts variable recurring payments, VRPs. TreviPay partners with Samsung Electronics Australia. US-based B2B payments and invoicing network TreviPay has partnered with Samsung Electronics Australia to upgrade its DTC business. Neonomics equips the Finnish Red Cross with open banking donations. Norway-based open banking provider Neonomics has made donations towards the Finnish Red Cross easier and more secure through their open banking checkout solution. Cart.com raises $60 million MLN in Series C funding. U.S.-based e-commerce platform Cart.com has raised $60 million in Series C funding, a pre-money valuation of $1.2 billion. Finmont partners with virtual card service provider Appizo. Payment orchestration platform Finmont has partnered with Appizo to automate the latter's virtual card process while giving access to its travel merchant client base in Europe. LexisNexis Risk Solutions minimizes fraud risk with new orchestration platform. LexisNexis Risk Solutions has launched an end-to-end customer lifecycle management platform, allowing businesses to integrate multiple information sources for risk decisioning. Zipsero relocates from London to Aberdeen. Zipsero, a UK consumer app developed to combat the cost of living crisis by rewarding users for sharing their receipt data, has relocated its head offices from London to Aberdeen, citing a thriving startup community in the Scottish city. EU reaches political agreement on crypto capital rules. The European Union has reached a political agreement on new capital adequacy rules for banks' digital assets. How banks can reclaim their leadership in cross-border transactions. Banks have long been the main facilitators of international fund transfers. Lithuania confirms its national fintech guidelines for 2023 to 2028. Lithuania's main fintech representatives have just signed a memorandum of understanding confirming the country's national fintech guidelines for 2023 to 2028. The European Commission releases PSD3 proposal. The European Commission has put forward proposals to bring payments and the wider financial sector into the digital age. Bank of Ireland secures €750 MLN to fund green, sustainable projects. Bank of Ireland has raised €750 million to fund sustainable projects through its second green bond issuance of 2023. ACI Worldwide fined $25 million MLN civil money penalty. U.S.-based real-time payment software provider ACI Worldwide has been fined $25 million for improperly processing mortgage payment transactions. Croatia joins the Target instant payment settlement system. The Croatian market has joined the Target instant payment settlement, TIPS, system following a successful migration to the platform. MAS is working on interoperable digital asset networks. Singapore's central bank has announced it will be analyzing different ways to design open, interoperable networks for tokenized digital assets. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.